Welcome to the third episode of Crime City Radio. Did you notice that we have a new intro? We finally got the chance to record Bruce Payne doing the 5 seconds, which felt important to us as she is the jam timer of CCR and has officiated over 100 games all over the world. In this episode, we will go through how the WFDA rankings are calculated and have a talk with Vix, who is a WFDA rep in CCR and our ranking guru here in Crime City. Now, the previous two episodes have also been about rankings, and the next one will be too. But this is the time of year when it's determined who goes to playoffs, so the roller derby universe is quite focused on rankings right now. So bear with us, we'll move on to other topics soon. But first, like I said, Merle will guide you through the basics.
Well, I'll try. Let me start by saying that this is the way that WFDA calculate the ranking points, and there are other ways, such as the algorithms used over at Flattrack Stats. But I won't go into those here, partly because they don't really matter as far as qualifying for playoffs and such go, and partly because I don't really understand them yet, to be honest. But the WFDA rankings I do understand somewhat, I hope. But please get in touch if you think I mess stuff up here, so we can get it straight later on. Okay, here we go. So, the rankings are released monthly, except during tournament season in the fall. And what determines where in the rankings you end up is your game point average. That is, you take all the game points you earn during the last year and divide them by the number of bouts you've played. So, let's look at how you calculate those game points. And I'd like to start by looking at the strength factor, which is also known as the team weight, since that's one of the variables in the game points equation. And it's also pretty easy once you get the hang of it. So it's a good start to get our brains into math mode. Strength factors are calculated from the points of the median value. So the median value is the value in the middle of a set of values. Oh my god, that's a lot of values.
That's a lot of values.
So, well, if there were only three teams to be ranked, the median value would be the game points of the second team, because they're the one in the middle. And if there were five teams, the median would be the points of the third team, because then they're in the middle. Mm-hmm. And if there's an even number of teams, like say four teams, there's not one team in the middle. Then you take the average of the two teams in the middle, in this case teams two and three, and you add the points of those teams together and divide them by two, and you get the median value. Okay. And to calculate your strength factor, then, you take the value of your team's average game points and divide them by the median value. In the May 2015 rankings, CCR had a game point average of 223.36, and the median value was 130.83. And so 223.36 divided by 130.83 is roughly 1.71, which was our strength factor in the May rankings.
All right.
So it's actually pretty easy.
Yeah.
You know your game point average, you look at where the median value is, and then you know your own strength factor.
Hmm.
And also, of course, the median, the team that actually has the median value always has a strength factor of one, because they take their game points and divide them by themselves.
Oh yeah, right.
So it's easy to see where the median value is, because that's the team with one strength factor. But it's also worth noting that the lowest possible strength factor is 0.5. You can't go any lower than that, even if you actually should have a lower strength factor. If you have very few game points, you could have a strength factor lower than 0.5, but it goes up to that automatically.
Okay.
So.
Do you know why?
No, not really. I guess it's because if you play against a team with zero strength factor, then you always get 0 points because multiply something by zero and you get zero.
Yeah.
So it's you can't have two low strength factors because no one would ever play those teams because you would automatically lose.
So it's to even things out, perhaps.
Yeah, I think it is.
A little bit.
A little bit. And so that's the strength factor. And so knowing the strength factor of your opponent, you can then calculate how many ranking points you get from a certain bout. Game points. That is what we call game points.
Okay.
So they're not to be confused with the actual points your jammers score.
No. it's not the score.
It's not the score. This is, we use the score and the strength factor to calculate the game points.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, knowing the strength factor and knowing the scores, you can calculate your game points. And you do this by taking the scores and calculating what's called the win-loss factor.
Okay.
You multiply this by the opponent's strength factor, and then you multiply again by 100 to get larger numbers, which are easier to round. I think it looks better.
Yeah.
It looks cooler to have something like 350 points and not 3.5 points.
Yeah, of course.
And so let's look at the win-loss factor then. Basically, there are 3 points to be won in any given bout. And how much of these 3 points you get is determined by your team's share of the total amount of points taken in the game.
The total amount of the score.
Yes. That is. That's where the score comes in. So you take the total amounts of points scored in the game, and you take your share of those points. So if you take 2/3 of all the points in a game, your win-loss factor is 2/3 of 3 of those 3 points, which is 2.
Yeah.
The other team's win-loss factor then is 1. Because there's one more point. They if you take 2/3, they take 1/3.
Yeah.
And so their win-loss factor is 1.
All right. So if my team takes 75% of the total score in a game, then they get 75% of those 3 points.
Yes, exactly. And the other team takes remaining 25%. And so, I mean, you can also see that the closer the two teams' scores are, the closer the win-loss factor comes to being 1.5 for each team.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, it's a 2-1 game, which is pretty close in terms of, it's a 1-point game, but you actually take the 2/3 of
them. Yeah.
Yeah. Like that would happen. Anyway, knowing that about the win-loss factor, let's go back to the game points then.
Yeah.
So, like I said, ranking points, game points for a bout are calculated like this. The win-loss factor multiplied by the opponent's strength factor multiplied by 100. Now, in my earlier example, our team had a win-loss factor of 2. Say our opponent's strength factor is 1.5. Our ranking points, or game points, for that bout, then, are the win-loss factor of 2 multiplied by the strength factor of 1.5, which is 3, multiplied by 100, which is 300 game points for that individual bout.
All right.
Okay. So let's look at it again. Repetition, boringly enough, is the mother of all learning. So let's go through this once again with a real-world example that happened just a few weeks ago. Let's calculate how many ranking points, how many game points, sorry. So let's calculate how many game points Crime City got from the Beach Brawl bout against North Star Roller Girls. So what we need to know is the strength factor of North Star at the time of the bout. Strength factors are calculated once a month and released together with the rankings, except during fall season, when the strength factors are calculated but not released. So it makes it a bit harder to do these kinds of calculations when you don't know the actual strength factors.
Yeah.
With the North Star bout, we can look at the April rankings.
Mm?
No,
the May rankings.
Sorry, of course. We can look at the May rankings because Beach Brawl was in June.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in the May rankings, if we look it up at the WUFTA website, North Star had a strength factor of 1.75. Good. So next we need to look at the scores from the bout, and this is where Flattrack stats come in handy, as they publish a lot of scores.
Yeah.
Yeah. So looking there, we can see, if we don't remember it anyway, Crime City won 328 to 41. And so the win-loss factor then of Crime City is our point divided by the total and multiplied by 3. And so 328 divided by the total 369 is 0.89 times 3 is 2.67, which is our win-loss factor for the bout. So of those 3 points, we took 2.67. Leaving only, what, 0.33?
Yeah.
For North Star. And then we get our game points for that bout by multiplying 2.67 by North Star's strength factor of 1.75, which is about 4.6667, times 100, and our game points for the bout is 466.67 points for that individual bout.
Wow.
Yeah. That's
what did you say that our average in May was?
233.
Okay, just so, checking.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is what you get when you play higher ranked teams, yeah, because they have higher strength factors.
Yeah.
So the game points explode when you play higher ranked teams.
Yeah.
Because you multiply by a much larger strength factor.
Yeah.
So this is the whole point, I think, of the strength factor idea. Yes. If we then take a step back, look at the bigger picture, we can then calculate our average game points and see roughly where we should end up in the June rankings. Like I said earlier, our place in the WUFTA rankings is determined by our game point average. So we add together the game points for all the bouts we've played during the last year and divide that total by the number of bouts we've played. Right now, we've played 5 sanctioned bouts during the last year, and if we add the game points we've earned from them, we get something like 1,750 game points. Divide that by 5, and we can see that our game point average right now should be around 350 points. And if the median stays where it is, our new strength factor then is 350 divided by 130, and that is somewhere around 2.7.
Cool.
Cool. We've actually earned a whole...
an entire...
point to our strength factor. It's good. And it will, of course, mean that higher-ranked teams will want to play us.
Yeah. It will be easier to find opponents in the right level.
Yes, exactly. So, that's how you calculate the game points.
Yeah. I hope you all got it.
Yeah. And if you didn't, get in touch. I'll be handing out tests on the next scrimmage. So.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So the other day, we had a talk with Vix from Crime City Rollers.
Yep.
Let's listen to that.
All right. So we're sitting here with Vix.
Hello, from
Crime City. Welcome.
Thank you.
So yeah, we invited you here to talk about the rankings.
Should we, yeah.
In in some kind of detail, I guess.
I hope I can help you out with that.
Yeah, great. So, I mean, the WFTDA ranking system is a pretty complex
system. It is indeed, yes. You need to play quite a bit of games to really make it count, and you need to play against teams that are correct ranked.
Yeah.
Which is the major issue we have here in Europe. Many teams are unranked because they have gone into the ranking unranked with the lowest strength factor, 0.5, and then have to work their way up. But since there's so few teams correctly ranked in Europe, they don't have any correct ranked teams to play unless they go to USA.
Which we've seen some Europeans team do, like Crime City, Stockholm, Berlin,
Helsinki, Kallio, Nidaros, and last year Oslo, Leeds,
And they
spin as well, of course, yes.
And they come home with a lot of ranking points, and
they move take, up, yeah.
They take giant steps in the rankings. So it leaves me with a feeling that the ranking system is some. There are problems with it in terms of how much they actually show the skill level of the teams.
Absolutely. The remote location, Europe, Australia, Asia, New Zealand, all these places are very remote and don't get to play the correct brand teams, which would be North American teams, really. Make it easier, WUFTA have come out with the strength factor challenge, which means that you can go in and it's a one-sided sanction. It's only the underranked team that's challenging the higher ranked team or the correct ranked team that actually get a sanction bout out of it. If they beat the scores, they will higher their ranking point for 3 months, which means after that, they can play any team that's correct ranked, and that team won't lose as long as it's within the correct, bracket of what they should be playing at. And that does help a lot. Helsinki went to USA, played a second bout as a strength factor challenge, and directly after Shade played again. And if we're looking at the opponent, then they haven't actually lost that much in ranking or nothing at all. It's been a fair game, which has meant that they could book fairly high-ranked teams as RAT and teams that have been along for a long time and have their correct ranking. So by doing that, they managed to get these high-ranked team, book them in and play them and do a tremendous job.
Well, that's good. I've read somewhere, I think, that you can only do one of these in 18 months.
Yeah, which is a shame, because it's not enough for us in Europe. We should be able to do it once a year.
Yeah.
Really, to keep that momentum going, that booked about, we do a strength rate challenge, and then we do a lot of games directly afterwards, which will mean that we'll keep the ranking much more accurate in Europe than it is at the moment.
Should there be? I don't know if I'm just thinking now, like a European division or something like that to be.
I think playoffs like we had 2014 WET is a great place to start.
Yeah.
I would love to see some more tournaments in Europe.
Yeah.
But not on the cost of teams losing vital ranking point because they're playing an unranked team.
Yeah, yeah, and I mean that's the other side of the problem, I guess, because the ranking system is designed, I believe, to help lower ranked teams in some way.
In a way, it is, yes, because you don't have to win about to gain ranking.
Yeah.
If you play a team that's quite a bit higher ranked than you, say the 20, 30 spots, which should be within reach to play, and you lose with not much, you still can gain. Both the teams, if you hit it spot on, both the teams could actually gain a bit of ranking from it. So it's vital to see who you're playing and so, but that's really not working in Europe at all.
No. No, and because the high-ranked teams have more to lose.
Absolutely.
In a way, than the lower-ranked team might have to.
And especially with the Europeans that don't get as many games in. So even if they go over to the States and they get even 5-6 teams, if they play a couple of ranked teams here in Europe that's completely underranked, they will lose a lot of points. Average will go down so much. If you have 10, 12, 15 games, it won't notice. But unfortunately, we don't have the luxury.
No. So, yeah. So we basically have to have more European teams to go to the US and bring home points, so there are more points to that go around.
Yeah, that could be an option, but it's extremely expensive. Yeah. I think the teams that are now at the top in the WFT ranking, they should play each other, obviously, and let the upcoming teams in once in a while. The ones that really wants to, that's really aiming. Going into the playoffs now, starting in August and September, we have quite a few teams that will go off, and they will have a lot more games on in their luggage, you can say.
Yeah.
So they could share, but you have to remember, we will only share our ranking points to a team that actually wants to go up, not just challenging.
Yeah.
Look after maintaining the rankings.
Yeah, that's good. So, playoffs.
Yes, very exciting. Woo.
Crime City are probably in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I think it's safe to say we're in one of the divisions.
Yeah, I've looked at your figures and what you're saying, and I'm saying the same. We're looking like D1. I'd be dying if we don't. We have done so amazingly. And coming up around rank 30th, maybe a bit lower. Depending on these few last week, to see what can mess up the ranking. We're still going to get into the D1 and as a lower seeded team, but it doesn't really matter. You know, we go in there, we play the way we played at the beach brawl, and we could end up at fifth place.
Yeah, because we played, the three bouts at beach brawl. That was one against a lower ranked team. North Star were ranked almost evenly with us, and Charlottesville ranked quite a bit higher at the time.
Yeah.
And we beat all three. So I'm thinking we were somewhere around 70th place going into Beach Brawl.
Mm.
Now we're somewhere around 30, 40.
Yeah.
Is that where we should be?
I would say a bit higher. I think we should up on around 25th at least.
Mm-hmm.
I know Charlottesville had a few games rolling off, that hasn't done that with the strength factor. And that would have made a difference for us. We would have pushed our way up to the 25th spot or there around. Hard to say what other teams are doing and how, but I think Crime City definitely belong in the top 30 teams without a doubt.
Cool. So you looked more closely at the playoffs.
Yeah, the tournament structure is very similar. Well, it is basically the same as they've been using at the Berlin. They had a tournament, Track Queens, and also the Squad bracket system. So if we're saying that the Crime City will stay around 30-32 rank, we will go in as seed 8. That will mean that our first game, which would be against seed 9, I'm convinced that we would definitely get them, and then we go in for the big one, seed 1. Unfortunately, I don't think Crime City is quite there yet to...
Seed 1, would that be the Gotham?
That could be Gotham. I don't have the ranking in front of me, but I'm guessing Gotham, Victoria from Australia.
Rose,
of course. London Roller Girls is up there. one of those team is seed one.
Oh yeah, that, it depends on which group we're...
Exactly, yeah, yeah. Okay. It's an S-curve seeding. So,
So some of the top four are there.
But it'd be very exciting to just get to play
One
of the world's best roller derby teams.
In a competitive game.
In a very competitive game, because they obviously want to do good as well, because they could lose ranking points. Mm-hmm. So it's not yet about winning. It's to keep your ranking for the next year, because it will keep your strength factor up, and that's important as well. So yeah, after that, you unfortunately probably lose. I'm sorry, Crumb City, if you're listening. And you then go down to the loser bracket. And that means that you still have another two games to go. So altogether, four games.
Four games against high-ranked teams with
top
good
40
strength.
Teams.
Yeah, good strength factors to really pick up some ranking points.
Definitely. And that gives us a good start for the next year again. Even if they won't count, it will be where you're ranked and the teams that you want to play, they want to play you because you have the strength factor.
Yeah.
And they want to steal your points, obviously.
Mm.
So very exciting. I mean, obviously Stockholm, that's been crushing. At the ECDX, been amazing. They played so well.
Yeah, I've done some numbers on Stockholm as well.
Yeah, I had a little quick count, and I'm guessing around rank 17.
Yep.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah.
Wow. Top 20 there.
Yeah, top 20. It's incredible. I really look forward to see what they can do, and then obviously Helsinki.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible as well, and funnily enough, they're playing London Roller Girls in a sanction bout in July, and that would be the first sanction D1 teams playing against each other, basically. So a bit of a historic event there, I would say.
Yeah.
And first time really London get a team to play here. So, but they're getting loads more now. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's really great. So things are actually moving forward in European roller derby.
It is. It's a small bunch, but we're getting greater by the numbers. And if we can keep filling up with teams, I know Kallio is moving up and Nidaros is really fighting their way up as well. And yeah, I think there's teams that will start to come up.
Mm. That's great.
Yeah. And not to forget about Berlin.
No, absolutely. They were... I keep forgetting London. I'm thinking, Berlin, the first European team. But no, of course London. But Berlin, last year, great job in the playoffs and the championships.
And the championships, yeah. Incredible.
So we're hoping they can go to playoffs again this year.
They are lying, I think, right on the borders. Yeah. I had a check on the numbers and... They're playing Tiger, is it next weekend?
We're going.
And if they really get in and do a great job there, they can definitely push up to D2 again.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do the same as last season, they will push up a lot the ranking and go close to the top 30 again. Mm.
Great. So thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me here. It's been such a pleasure.
So when we release the next episode, the June rankings from Gufta will be published. We will know where we end up and if we go to playoffs and so on.
Yeah.
And we're not really done with this discussion about rankings.
No.
So the next episode will be there as well, like I said in the beginning. But thank you for listening this week.
Yes, and thank you, Vix, for coming by.
Yes.
It was really nice having you here. You're always welcome back.
Of course. So, see you in 2 weeks.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.